Can writes 1880 defection. While Ellen was recovering at their Battle Creek home, James White made a trip to New York City in the interests of securing new printing plates for the engraving The Way of Life. He took D.M. Canwright with him in an effort to encourage him back into active ministry. Canwright was a man whose abilities were much admired by James White and Seventh-day Adventist Church members. He was an energetic and successful evangelist, and more recently called to the presidency of the Ohio Conference. He was a good executive. But in the summer of 1880, feeling that he could reach a higher point of popularity if preaching for some other religious group, Canwright faltered, withdrew from the ministry, and for a time even gave up the Sabbath. Carrie Johnson, I Was Canwright's Secretary, pages 56-61. In time, however, as in some similar experience in the past, his counseling with G.I. Butler led him to re-examine the pillars of Seventh-day Adventism and its firm foundation and make himself available again for the ministry. James White was pleased with the recovery Canwright was making. Writing from New York City to Ellen on February 4, 1881, he reported, "Elder Canwright is doing splendid and getting on the track." On February 17 he reported to W.C. White on the trip mentioned, "Elder Canwright went with me, and I am glad to report him on better ground than ever before." White's confidence in Canwright, a man he had long admired, grew rapidly, until within a short time he was a trusted confidant. This was a result, no doubt, of the fact that White's former associates, not in church leadership, sought his counsel less and less. In fact, in an ill-advised letter to Canwright, dated May 24, 1881, James White, after discussing problems, declared, "I want you to unite with me, and in a proper manner, and in the fear of God let us help matters. It is time there was a change in the officers of the General Conference. I trust that if we are true and faithful, the Lord will be pleased that we should constitute two of that board." However, Ellen White entertained some misgivings concerning Canwright, as expressed in a letter to Haskell on June 28, 1881. Discussing camp meeting help, she wrote, "I am really somewhat afraid of Elder Canwright's position." This was a difficult time for James White, and for Ellen White, who tried desperately to keep things on an even keel.